Rex Lotchford here with another Day Page. These are the headlines for this day, Monday, February 3rd, 2014. Environmentalists urge protests after State Department says Keystone XL would have minimal impact. A long-awaited report from the State Department has dealt a potential blow to efforts to stop the Keystone XL oil pipeline. And now the NSA is shown to be targeting spying on environmentalists who are no doubt seen as a threat to national security. In one of the latest revelations based on the leaks of Edward Snowden, the National Security Agency spied on foreign governments before and during the 2009 UN Climate Summit in Copenhagen. An internal NSA document says its analysts and foreign partners briefed U.S. negotiators on other countries' preparations and goals, saying, "Signals intelligence will undoubtedly play a significant role in keeping our negotiators as well informed as possible throughout the two-week event." Three environmentalists have just been convicted for their role in nonviolently protesting the construction of tar sands pipelines in Michigan. Last summer, they tied themselves to excavators at Enbridge Incorporated construction sites to stall work on a pipeline that had ruptured in 2010 and dumped about 800,000 gallons of crude oil into a tributary of the Kalamazoo River. On Friday, the protesters, Barbara Carter, Vicky Hamlin, and Lisa Leggio, were found guilty of misdemeanor trespassing as well as resisting and obstructing police, which carries a maximum two-year felony. And in other headlines, Obama issues protections for long-term jobless. Syrian peace talks face a one-week pause. Activists, 150 killed in Aleppo bombings. Ex-rebel leads first round of El Salvador presidential vote. Al Jazeera cameraman acquitted in Egypt. Ex-New Jersey official says Christie knew of bridge closures. A California drought threatens the water supply in rural areas. An undocumented attorney sworn into the California bar. Obama urged to use executive powers to reclassify marijuana. Actor Philip Seymour Hoffman dies of an apparent overdose. And that's it for this Day Page. Find them all at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb and heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me tomorrow for another Day Page.